Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bayern.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames.
Yeah, it's been a real spring roller coaster the last.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, July 19th. My birthday is 1 week away, and
what?
I'm excited. Yeah.
Nice.
The big 2-9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Good morning. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning.
Good morning. The big 2-9.
Not the big 3-0.
So. Not yet. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you. I do feel older. Like, you know, it's just so close to 30 that I think it just kind of feels like you should have your life together. You're kind of in a career, which is all pretty true. So I feel a little older.
Would you want to go the other direction? I mean, I feel pretty wise right now. I don't think I want to go the other direction, at least not yet. I'm sure at some point I will, but...
Yeah, we'll hit a peak and then we'll want to go younger. But yeah, I'm definitely loving this road that I'm on. No need to go back to the early 20s when you're so lost in life.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Feels pretty good.
It does feel pretty good. And the weather's been great too. And before we kick off into our forecast, Joseph, the icebreaker question. So I want to ask you if you could bring back any band or bring together a band, who would you want to go see live at a concert in the Gorge?
In the Gorge, too. Wow.
A beautiful spot, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be a specific type of band now that really connects with
or just somewhere,
with nature.
Somewhere live.
I'm a huge classic rock fan, so I think I would, if I'm going to the Gorge, I think I want to listen to Led Zeppelin in the Gorge. I think that would be my band of
that
choice.
Would be sweet.
Yeah, send them on in. So I know there's still, you know, Robert Plant and some folks are still hanging around from the band, but give me that like 70s, early 70s era Led Zeppelin in the Gorge. I think I would really enjoy that. How about
nice.
You?
Nice. That sounds pretty sweet. I would love to see Weezer live when they were in their prime.
Yeah.
I spent so many summers with my friends back in high school listening to their albums. So it would be really cool to see them. I think they have released a few new songs. The band is still together.
Yeah, they're still cranking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think their old stuff, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that was, you want to hear some trivia, or not really trivia, just a statement that my first concert was Weezer.
Oh, really?
When I was younger. And so there's like 2002. 2001, I saw them.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually a really great lineup. It was Weezer, Jimmy Eat World, and Tenacious D, if you're familiar with Jack Black's band. It was pretty cool. So
I do love how live music is coming back and, you know, summer concerts left and right. I think the Gorge and Portland are picking up some big name artists. And it's just going to be fun. My first ever concert, I think I was late to the game for live concerts, but I saw this Seattle-based rap group, you know, in high school. And they're called the Blue Scholars. They're pretty cool.
Nice.
But Macklemore actually opened for these guys. And then while I was in college up in Seattle, Macklemore, you know, the big pop rap artist.
Yeah, he grew.
He blew up. So it was just funny to see him back when he was just a younger artist trying to make it into the music scene. And then he ends up blowing up, you know, 4 years later. So that was fun.
It's always neat to see those type of artists when they're before they blow up, you know, kind of get a different appreciation for them. So fun. That's a good icebreaker. That's definitely a good icebreaker.
Nice. I wonder when I'll go to my next concert. But, you know, we're seeing some beautiful summer weather here. And before we kick off the podcast, Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
When you light a campfire, follow these safety tips. Clear around the campfire site, making sure it's free of flammable vegetation. Burn wood only. Attend your campfire at all times. To put out a campfire, drown the flames, stir the ashes, then drown it again. And make sure your campfire is dead out before you go to sleep or leave the campsite.
You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. And wildfires seem to be a prevalent part of Oregon right now. And in the headlines and also in the forecast, too, we're still seeing a good number. I think about 9 or 10 fires burning in Oregon. And we still have the Bootleg Fire, which is now over 300,000 acres in size, which I believe is the largest wildfire that we've seen since about 2012, and certainly in the past several years.
Oh, yeah, it's massive, massive. If you're listening to this, I'm sure you've maybe seen floating around social media, like, the image of the wildfire and the smoke and the massive pyrocumulus clouds that are building up from the Bootleg Fire, from the visible satellite. If you haven't, go to one of our social media pages and check it out. I mean, it's just explosive during the afternoon and evening, and it's just spewing smoke. It looks like, you know, an eruption.
It does. And I think it's so fascinating how a wildfire and a smoke plume can generate that big of a storm cloud, where it's, you know, kind of an isolated storm that can hold downpours and hail and then lightning too. So it's basically a thunderstorm if it gets to be that big and has enough energy within it to spark lightning, which can then create new wildfires, you know, around the area as that storm starts to spread out from the source of the flames. And it just poses such a risk for firefighters fighting these flames. There's gusty winds all around. It's like an inferno. So it's a pretty incredible weather event that can pop up as we see these fires burn.
Yeah, and as we head into today's forecast, I was mentioning this weekend that we have like kind of two different stories going on in the valley and out to the coast. Pleasant summer weather to kind of kick off the week, but east of the Cascades, we do have a couple weather alerts. I think as we head into this afternoon, as the wind picks up and it's still dry, and I think we might even have a couple isolated thunderstorms in the forecast for eastern Oregon, maybe central Oregon as well.
That's right. The east side's today just getting hit with a lot of stuff. So gusty winds, again, there's red flag warning for the Gorge and also across the Klamath Basin, southern Oregon, for wind speeds around 20, maybe 35 miles per hour in spots. But it's just so dry out there, so it increases wildfire risk with these winds in place. And then we've got some thunderstorms rolling in, and we have that monsoonal moisture coming in from the desert southwest in the upper atmosphere. When you pair that with heat, you can sometimes see isolated storms. So we're getting that set up on the east sides of the Cascades, right towards Malheur and Harney counties. I see that southeast corner of our state with the chance for isolated thunderstorms this evening.
Yeah, and we may see some more lightning produced, and so the wildfire risk is enhanced a little bit as we go into this afternoon. You know, if you're not familiar, like, monsoon season starts just about every summer for the Southwest. High pressure kind of develops and it cycles in moisture from the Gulf and areas of the Eastern Pacific. And sometimes that moisture reaches all the way up here towards Oregon. Most of the time, it's that central and eastern side of the state that ends up tapping into some of that moisture. But this isn't going to be like heavy rain for us. It's just maybe enough to start up a couple thunderstorms and may kick off a little bit of lightning as well.
Yeah, it's real tough to see those conditions. It's just the east sides of the state continue to get hounded by flames and smoke. Meanwhile, in Portland, we're getting the most pleasant summertime weather. So I will say to enjoy it now. And if you have family out there, reach out and, you know, tell them to keep track of air quality. But in Portland, we've seen nothing but blue skies, maybe some morning clouds, and good air quality. So it's just gorgeous here in Portland, and we're still expecting some heat heading into today.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the pattern changes very much. So we're going to keep temperatures probably in the mid-80s. I think we hit 87 degrees yesterday for our Sunday and Saturday. We were in the lower 80s. So yeah, really pleasant weather. It's just going to be on the warmer side, as Kelly mentioned. Wonderful outdoor weather as well. If you're just going for a walk, you're kicking a soccer ball around, I don't know, whatever you have planned, should be a nice forecast for it. It does get a little hot in the afternoon, as we mentioned, so have that sun protection, maybe grab the water, find some shade, but morning hours, evening hours are like prime time right now.
Yeah, just beautiful. I'm never up or awake for the evening hours, but I'm sure they're just as gorgeous.
Yeah.
The mornings are where it's at. But yeah, we usually start our mornings in the 50s to 60s, and then through about 9, 10 o'clock, it's just beautiful. And as soon as we hit about 80 and higher, I think it does get a little hot for excessive types of activity or physical activity, so working out. So just keep that in mind and to bring some water or take breaks in the shade. But yeah, we're going to stick with temperatures mainly in the 80s. I do see slightly cooler temperatures come Tuesday and Wednesday when we get a stronger onshore push. So more morning clouds to start, and then that heat up as the clouds push out will take a little bit longer into the afternoon.
Yeah, I think there's even an upper 70s again in the forecast, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So that's going to feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, upper 70s Wednesdays in my 7-day forecast. So yeah, still some pleasant weather. Upper 70s is great. And I know we say cooler, but we mean relatively cooler.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Upper 70s can still feel a little hot in direct sunlight. Come Thursday into our weekend, again, it's just this sunny pattern. Low to mid 80s, maybe even upper 80s by the weekend. A little bit more heat as high pressure strengthens. So it's pretty much the same pattern we've seen for the last 3 or so weeks.
Just to go back, you mentioned upper 70s could feel pretty hot and you're in the direct sunlight. I was out Thursday or Friday last week. It was one of the days where we were in the upper 70s. I'm outside. I've been out there for maybe 10, 15 minutes, just reading. And I'm like, it has to be 85 degrees out here. It is so hot. I was perspiring. It was just like, and then I'm like, okay, I could look up the temperature. I could do that. And it was like 76, 77 degrees. And I'm like, this is hot. And
it throws you off.
Yeah. Like I had to like change up my plans because I was like, I'll just sit out in the sun, you know, it would feel good. I was actually pretty warm out there. So
yeah.
It does. I could confirm it still feels hot when you're in the upper 70s out there.
Right. So keep that in mind, you know, relatively cooler midweek, but still some beautiful summer weather. And a quick or brief escape from the mid 80s when that you can really feel it. And we'll see those temperatures closer to the end of the work week and then throughout this coming weekend. So have you looked at many rain stats? I know it's been a long time since we've had measurable rain in Portland.
Yeah, good question. I'm actually writing an article about it for well, it's Monday, and so you can head over to the Coin site any day this week, though, if you're listening to this on a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Check it out. It is about our lack of rain. In fact, we haven't had any rain all summer since summer started. There hasn't been a drop of rain. I take that back. We have measured a trace of rain so far this summer. That's the astronomical summer. So June 20th on, we haven't had any rain in Portland. If you go back to our meteorological summer, which starts June 1st, we have had some rain. So
got it.
But it's been very dry. And I think what were we at? 30 plus days without rain. So.
And is that anywhere near the record? Because it seems like a good span of days, but I think that record is pretty up there in consecutive number of days with no rain in Portland.
Yeah, we have a graphic that we've been showing on and off, and I think the top five starts right around 55 days, somewhere around there. And then I think the number one is in the 70s, maybe 70, 71, don't quote me on that, but I think it's around that mark. So we aren't quite there, but I'm like pretty firm with the idea that we aren't going to have any more rain this July. I think we're going to wrap up the month. The pattern just seems pretty stagnant, consistent. If we have any more rain, it might be a trace, but put me on the record that we're probably not going to see much rain in July.
That's your forecast. Yeah, I would go that route too. I mean, we've got about less than 2 weeks, 12 days until July ends, and the 10 day right now is showing dry conditions, and we tend to see rain mostly from thunderstorms. If we get measurable rain, it's from thunderstorms or maybe a drizzle. You know, that is pretty strong and drops a few hundredths of an inch of rain. So something like that I could see breaking our consecutive drought streak, consecutive dry streak. But otherwise, it's looking very dry as we finish out the month. So I would also bet that we see no rain this July.
Yeah, every once in a while we get a strong enough marine push in the morning. We have some clouds and it squeezes out a couple drops, but it doesn't seem like we're going to get that. And as you mentioned, no thunderstorms for us west of the Cascade. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a month where we have a trace of rain for our full month. But, of course, and that's coming off 4 or 5 dry months. You know,
yeah,
we've been below average.
Since March. February was, you know, our snowy, icy, very cold season, and then March hit and we flipped it. And we have just been
very quick.
Warm and dry, warm and dry, warm and dry. And now July is about to be dry. So
Yeah. And on Thursdays they put out the updates to the drought conditions, and Kelly consistently has updates right when it comes out on Thursday. So if you are following her on social media, you can get those updates. But expecting it, I mean, is 100% of the state is at a moderate drought?
Yes, and 100% or a good portion of the valley is even seeing severe to extreme drought. So that's west of the Cascades where we tend to see the rain. And on the eastern sides through central Oregon, there's about 5 counties in exceptional drought. And it is the worst drought year that we've seen since 2000, when the U.S. Drought Monitor set up shop and started collecting data as extensively as it does. There was one summertime, 2003, where we saw these conditions, but we've since surpassed it with this past week having, you know, extreme heat, and that's continuing to bake the region. It's just been so bad for agriculture. And not only that, but, you know, recreation and wildlife our wildfires. So it's just it's tough to see Oregon right now in these conditions, especially with all these wildfires continuing to burn. And lots of businesses and families are being affected by this drought.
Yeah. Yeah. July and August, 2 driest months. And September doesn't even really bring in that much rain either. So we have to get through a large chunk of our summer here. But hey, it's been pleasant here west of the Cascades. We're going to continue to watch those wildfire conditions. You can head over to our website to get all the new weather alerts. And I think they're going to be on and off for most of the summer as far as red flag warnings and air quality alerts
go. Do you think we will ever see thick smoke like we did last year in Portland? I'm sure that that's a question that a lot of people are curious. Like, is it going to get that bad?
It's tough. It's tough for us to see that right here. We would need, I think, again, another wildfire that's closer to us. They tend to stay farther to the south or east, or, you know, every once in a while the Cascades will get one. But they do a pretty good job approaching those pretty quick. Or the Gorge, you know, we try to really get those pretty quick. And then shifting the wind to the east in the summer only happens so often. The typical pattern with the high pressure usually leaves us with more of a southwest flow, which is why our summer temperatures are usually only in the 80s, because we get that westerly flow. So that typically keeps us away from the smoke. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be tough to get a thick veil of smoke again, but fingers crossed it doesn't happen.
Yeah, we just need those winds to flip. And I was thinking about the severity of last September's wildfires, and that was the worst, like, year. You know, one of the worst years in history for our state. Mm-hmm. And it really did take an not quite unprecedented wind event, but a very abnormal, strong, windy event over the weekend to fan the flames enough to spread, and then that smoke, you know, penetrated the valley. We, again, aren't seeing any fires in those regions, and we're not really seeing a big windy setup that would be concerning. So I do think, comparing to last September's wildfires, it will be hard to get to those conditions again. It has to be kind of the right, you know, perfect storm of all these components to line up. And we need that to happen again for the second year in a row. So chances of that happening, I think, are just lower, which may bring a little bit of peace of mind to some folks in Portland. But, you know, we've still got wildfires burning all across the state that are impacting Oregonians. So it's still very, very hard to see.
Yeah, especially eastern Oregon. And, you know, I believe we'll see some wildfire smoke, no doubt, this summer. You know, just even if we get some wildfire smoke from maybe Alaska that finds a way in, or maybe even up from British Columbia, that the wind shifts more out of the north for some time, or, you know, maybe something small. So I believe we'll probably get some hazy skies at some point. But yeah, Eastern Oregon right now, they're dealing with the thicker smoke, and we know what that feels like, and it's not great.
We will watch the Bootleg Fire right now. That is the largest fire burning in Oregon and the United States. And we've got fires burning on the border of Oregon and Idaho that are really tough on the state of Idaho. And then all those states east of us too, Montana and areas of Utah even seeing a lot of smoke. And then we've got tons of California fires burning. So this is becoming something that we need to monitor every single summertime. And it's been a pretty bad start to our wildfire season so far.
Yeah, we like to focus this podcast on the week forecast, but it's also sort of transitioning to a wildfire update as well. So you could count on that, I think, most weeks as we kick off this podcast on Mondays.
That's true. But in Portland, some beautiful summer weather. So we're going with the 80s, a quick cool down, relatively upper 70s come midweek. But really no rain in the forecast, plenty of sunshine and temperatures back in the mid 80s as we head towards the weekend. So enjoy it. Get outside. Be prepared for the heat and the sun. Stay hydrated and be safe on the water, too. And we'll catch you in next week's podcast.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.